Stevens, he wears number 1. Number 5 is Mackenzie Yancey. Number 14 is Tinley Bailey. Number 30, that is Quinn Johnson. And number 2, the final player out, that is Olivia Spray. Those are your starters for the Lady Cougars. The Lady Bears now will be introduced to the crowd. And it is the same 5. It's been starting all season here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The lights go down here, and the crowd is ready to cheer on their Lady Bears here. Number 0, the first player out, the senior, that is Lauren Parker. Next out, the 33, a senior, is Allie Reisner. Number 24, that is Bethany Robbins. She is a junior. Next out, number 14, is Jaylee Tyson. She is a senior. And the junior, number 5, is Molly Corbett. So they'll start two juniors and 3 seniors in the starting lineup here for the Lady Bears. Lady Bears in those home white, trimmed in blue lettering, and those Cougars on the other end in the black, trimmed in white with white lettering on the jerseys. We are just about set for the tip-off. Spray and Robbins, I believe, will step in, maybe. And we'll wait to see here. It looks like, no, not Spray. It will be Bailey, number 14, that's going to step in to jump it up with Bethany Robbins. Lady Bears got to take good care of the basketball and play good, tough defense. Again, this really good Isford County team. The tip is controlled by Mammoth Spring, and Jaylee Tyson will bring it into the front court. They take it around to Robbins, back out to Tyson. Tyson from the right wing looking inside. Tried to go underneath, and it's a turnover stolen by Bailey. Quickly back up the floor. Pass across the court to Stevens. Inside, and a steal by the Lady Bears. Lauren Parker with it. She'll give it up the floor to Molly Corbett. Molly back out to Tyson. Back to Corbett in the corner. Corbett, free throw line to Robbins. Robbins kicks it back out. They come back around. Good quick ball movement. And a three-pointer on the way is good for Jaylee Tyson. Lady Bears on the board first, leading it 3-0. 7 minutes left to play first quarter. Stevens will walk it into the front court. Emily Stevens, the point guard for the Isford County Lady Cougars. They swing it into the corner, trying to work it into the middle. And a good defensive play there by Bethany Robbins. It looked like maybe she might have jammed a finger there. She knocked it out of bounds. Looks like she's okay. Ball back out to the Lady Cougars. Stevens with it. She thought about the 3, didn't take it. Gets the ball back over to Johnson. Johnson to Bailey. Bailey over to Spray. Spray goes behind her back, backs it back out. Looking for help, comes back out to Bailey. Good defense here by the Lady Bears. Shot clock down to 2, and that's a shot clock violation. Good defense by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They have come out aggressive here against this Lady Cougar basketball team. Team that's 9-1 in conference play. Jaylee Tyson walks it into the front court. She gives it in the corner to Corbett. Corbett to the post to Robbins. She'll put it up, put it in. Bethany Robbins with her first 2, and Mammoth Spring out to a quick 5-0 lead. Quickly up the floor, and that's going to be a turnover. And, they're saying Jaylee Tyson touched it. And I don't know if she ever got to that. But anyway, it will be Isford County basketball. Spray, limbound on the baseline right here in front of us. Gets it back out to Johnson. They swing it around, back out. Tinley lost it for a second. Pass back out, almost stolen by Corbett. Now back over, and we're going to have a foul called on Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee on the reach in. Lady Bears had the Lady Cougars scrambling there. Going to the free throw line for the Lady Cougars. It's up and in. And I believe those 2 shots made by number 20, by number three, excuse me, Gaskins. Quickly back the other way. Lady Bears turn it over. Spray with the steal. Spray pushing the ball up the floor. Spins in the lane, puts it up off the glass and misses it. Robbins up to pull down the rebound. Mammoth Spring back the other way. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Jaylee Tyson, who made that long three, passed it over to Corbett. Inside now to Robbins. Robbins to the basket for two. Bethany with her second field goal. She's got four, and the Lady Bears back out to a five-point lead at 7-2. With the basketball, that is number five, Yancey. Her pass off to Johnson, and Johnson is fouled. So Lady Bears will set up the, well, they'll set up at the free throw line. Johnson will go up to shoot a couple of free throws here. That foul on number 24, Robbins, is her first. Free throw on the way is good for Johnson. Quinn Johnson, her first point of the ball game. Second shot is on the way, and that's good. I'm gonna have to check the numbers here. Got the numbers from the coaches earlier, and they did not give me a number three, so I'll have to check up on that. With the basketball, inside to Robbins. Robbins kicks it back out to Parker. Parker looking inside, her pass is gonna be tipped and stolen by Isser County. Johnson pushing the ball up the floor, kicks it out, three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Bailey gets it. She'll put it back up and in. Tinley Bailey, her first two. And it's down to a one-point Mammoth Spring lead now at 7-6. Lady Bears with the basketball. Corbett thought about the three, didn't take it. They go inside to Robbins. She missed the layup. Rebound pulled down by Spray. Spray will push it into the front court. On the dribble, goes to the wing. Three-pointer. Up is no good. Rebound, though, underneath by the Lady Cougars. Second shot, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Molly Corbett. Molly on the drive, trying to get through traffic. Kicks it back out to Robbins. Now to Tyson, top of the key, and they'll set up the offense. They go to Parker on the wing. Lauren looking inside, comes back out to Reisner. Now left wing to Tyson. Top of the key to Corbett. Back to Tyson, wide open for three. It's on the way. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound pulled down by Johnson for the Isser County Lady Cougars. Quinn Johnson going to the basket. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Molly Corbett has it. Jump ball, and it's going to belong to the Isser County Lady Cougars. Lady Bears had it first on the tip. Lauren Parker out now as Canyon Vandiver checks in. Lady Bears is going to set up the defense here. With the basketball. Inbound play. It's tipped and almost stolen there by Corbett. Picked up by the Lady Cougars. And we're going to have a foul. And again, I apologize. We don't have a number three here on our roster. But this is what the coach is giving. She is at the line. Shot is on the way, and it is good. She'll set for the second. It's on the way. That's no good. Rebound long, chased down by Bailey. Tinley Bailey out to Johnson. She'll fire for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Canyon Vandiver. Jump ball belongs to Mammoth Spring. We're tied at seven. 3:30 left to play first quarter. Jaylee Tyson bringing the ball up the floor for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. This is the third of four games here today. Junior games earlier, Isser County won both the junior girls and junior boys contest. Molly Corbett drives down the lane, puts it up on the run, off the rim, no good, just missed it. And quickly back the other way, Isser County wanting to push the ball. Yancey with it, kicks it back out to Johnson, Johnson into Tinley. Tinley had it knocked away, picks it back up. They go inside, or try to go inside, to Johnson. Johnson back out. Three-pointer on the way is in and out. Fight for the rebound. Tinley has it. She'll go back up and draw a foul. Isser County really dominating the rebounding right now. And Coach Long is telling his team, you got to block out and rebound. That foul on Molly Corbett is her first. First shot by Tinley is good. 10-lead will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. So Tinley now with 4 points. It is Izzard County with their first lead. They lead it 9-7, and the Lady Bears turn it over. Missed shot by Yancey. She steals it back, puts it in. Lady Bears turn it over. Timeout taken. Your score 11-7. Izzard County with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Bears will have the ball out of the timeout. They now trail by 4, 11-7. They've led by as many as 5. They led it 7-2 since then. It's a 9-0 run for the Izzard County Lady Cougars. Lady Bears almost turned it over. Good hustle by Allie Reisner there. Knocked that ball off the hands of the Lady Cougars. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. Tyson up to Robbins. Robbins trying to get free. Back to Tyson. Up the floor trying to go to Vandiver, and Bailey knocks it out of bounds. Good hustle there by the Izzard County Lady Cougars to knock that ball loose on the sideline. But it is Mammoth Spring basketball. 2:19 left first quarter. Inbound play. They'll bring it in to Jaylee Tyson. Lady Bears set up the offense. Looking at this zone here from the Izzard County Lady Cougars. Robbins spins in, comes back out to Vandiver. Around to Corbett. She thought about it, didn't take it. Drives in, kicks it back out. Tyson underneath to Vandiver, and she's going to have her shot blocked out of bounds. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball underneath their own basket. 2 seconds on the shot clock. They've got to get a shot off in a hurry. Good screen, and a three-pointer is good by Jaylee Tyson. Nice screen, got her wide open on the baseline, and she hits the long three to make it a one-point ball game, 11-10. With the basketball, Lady Cougars. Yancey gets it in to Bailey, back door to Johnson. Johnson puts it up and puts it in. Johnston with 4. Lady Bears with the basketball, trailing by 3. Allie Reisner, her pass into the middle, almost a turnover it is now. Spray has it. She'll give it back to Yancey, out to Bailey. Bailey drives in, her shot up, no good, and Robbins rips down another rebound. Up the floor, Corbett pushing the ball, trying to get around the good defense there from number 3. And I think that is Gaskins. We're going to check here as soon as we get a chance, but we believe that is number 23 is what they give me, but it's actually number 3, I believe. It'll be Izzard County basketball on the turnover by Mammoth Spring. Cougars with the ball. They swing it around, give it to Spray. Spray goes baseline. Behind her back, back outside. Steal by Corbett. Molly with a nice defensive play to the basket, puts it up and draws the foul. That foul's going to be called on number 3. And Molly Corbett will go to the free throw line. 49.8 left to play in the first quarter. Been a good quarter, good evenly matched quarter so far. Molly looking for her first points of the game. First one is good. Corbett drops in the first. She'll get one more here. Shot on the way is good. Corbett with 2, and it's a one-point ball game. 49 seconds left first quarter. Inside to Bailey. She'll turn, put the jumper up. No good. Rebound Robbins. Off to Corbett. Molly pushing the ball down the right side. Now back into the middle, and she'll set up the offense. Drives in, trying to get around the defender. Goes baseline into the corner to Vandiver. Back out. They swing it around. Robbins to Tyson for 3. It's good. Jaylee Tyson with her third three, and the Lady Bears lead it by two with 19 seconds left in the first quarter. Good start here for Mammoth Spring. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound is controlled by Jaylee Tyson, but she had a foot out of bounds, so it'll be Cougar basketball. 11.4 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Mammoth Spring by two. Yancey will inbound the basketball, gives it to Spray. Spray dribbles around to Bailey, back to Spray, down to 5 seconds. Johnson from 30 feet, that's off the rim, no good. And Robbins rips down the long rebound. At the end of one, your score, 15-13. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead. Back here in 1 minute with your second quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School as we start the second quarter. Izzard County Lady Cougars will have the basketball down by two to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 15-13. With a basketball, Yancey over in the corner, bounces back out, passes it off, shot on the way, three-pointer is good. And that is number three again. Again, we believe that is Trinity Gaskins. Pass in the middle. Gaskins with the steal. She'll put it up. No good. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Jaylee Tyson. Izzard County back on top now, 16-15. Inbound play. They'll bring it into Yancey. Now out to Johnson. Back over to Gaskins. Back to Johnson. Johnson dribbled the ball. It's going to roll into the back court, and they said the Lady Bears touched it. So no backcourt violation. Lady Bears playing good, aggressive defense here. Johnson to the basket, had it blocked from behind. Good block there. And, Allie Reisner went down hard, hit her head on the floor, and she is still down. Now starting to get up. Make sure Allie's okay as Canyon Vandiver runs to the scores table, and Allie is going to go to the bench with a headache. So Vandiver in. Lady Bear will have the basketball. Foul called on number two, Spray, her first. Mammoth Spring quickly up the floor. Good break of the press. Shot up is no good. Rebound by Robbins, and she's going to be called for her second. And Coach Long wanted to say, what did she do? She went up and got the rebound with two hands, and they called her for the foul. So Izzard County will have the basketball leading by one. Over in the corner to Spray. Spray gets it back out. They work it around to Bailey. Bailey going inside to Johnson. Johnson with a nice move there to get to the basket. She's got six. And Mammoth Spring now leading or trailing by three, 18-15. With the basketball, Corbett gives it to Tyson. Tyson up the floor to Parker as the Lady Bears finally get it across half court. Jaylee Tyson in the corner. They work it inside to Corbett, back out to Vandiver, around to Robbins. Robbins with a good move, goes to the basket, had it blocked out of bounds, but it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. But a good, strong move down the middle of the lane. Mammoth Spring will inbound the basketball. Inbound play. Robbins off to Corbett. Down to 9 seconds on the shot clock, and we're going to get a foul called. And that will be Gaskin's second. 18-15, 6:05 left first half. Been a good first half so far. Evenly played. Canyon Vandiver will trigger the ball in, looking to come in, still looking. Brings it in to Tyson. They try to get Tyson open for that three again. She's got it out front. They quickly jump out on her. She's hit three threes already. All the way to the basket, shot up. Corbett couldn't get it to go, got her own rebound twice and never could get the ball to go in and finally lost it out of bounds. She had a couple of shots at it underneath. Lady Bears will go back and set up the defense. 5:49 left first half. Isser County with the basketball. Gaskins wide open for three. Luckily, the Lady Bears, fortunate that didn't go down. She can't shoot the basketball. We've seen that already. Mammoth Spring will set up the defense. Bailey fires the jumper just inside the three-point line. And she now has 6 points in the lead. The biggest of the night for Isser County is a five-point lead. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the ball. Tyson off to Corbett. Corbett drives in, kicks it back out. Back to Jaylee. She thought about the three. Parker out to Robbins. She'll fire for three, and it's good. Bethany Robbins having a nice game. She's got 7, and the Lady Bears are back to within 2. Gaskins thought about the three, drives in the lane, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go, and the rebound's tipped by Robbins into the hands of Tyson. Jaylee Tyson moves the ball up the floor to Corbett. Molly on the right side takes it back to the middle of the floor, now over to Tyson. They work it in to Parker. Lauren needs help, pass back out to Tyson. Around to Corbett. Molly drives in, kicks it out to Robbins. Good ball movement here by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They swing it around. Robbins had the ball slapped away, down to 3 on the shot clock. Lady Bears got to get a shot up, and they did. Molly Corbett, a running one-hander at the horn there of the shot clock, and we're tied at 20. Spray's going to fire for 3. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Cougars. Isser County with the basketball. Shot on the run is no good. Bailey, she'll put it back up and draw a foul. She was surrounded by Lady Bears. And we'll see who the foul's on. Foul's on Molly Corbett, her second. That's going to send Tinley Bailey to the free throw line. Bailey has 6 points. She has 6. And Johnson has 6, and Gaskins has 6 leading scores for the Lady Cougars. Shot on the way by Bailey's no good. She missed them both, so we're still tied at 20. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears a chance to get the lead back here with 3:56 left in this first half. Pass over to Robbins in the lane. She's going to go up with a lot of contact, no call. And the rebound's pulled down by Isser County. Johnson pushing the ball up the floor. She'll put it off the glass, no good. And the rebound's pulled down by Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee's pass up the floor to Corbett, and Coach Long wants a timeout. 20-20 with 3:34 left in the first half. We'll take a break, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Good ball game here between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the ninth-ranked Isser County Lady Cougars. We're tied at 20 with 3:34 left in this first half. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball here. Coach Long called the timeout. And he is still talking it over with his teams. Earlier today, junior girls, it was Izzard County over Mammoth Spring, 48-31. And in junior boys, Izzard County defeated Mammoth Spring, 61-25. This is the third game of the day here. Here on the hill at Mammoth Spring High School. Remember, we've got senior boys action coming up immediately following this. We'll have it for you here on K-Country 95. All right. Lady Bears will inbound. Looks like they're going to be facing a little pressure. 2-2-1 press here by the Lady Cougars. Lady Bears will inbound. They'll get it in to Allie Reisner. Allie back to Tyson, up to Robbins. Robbins to Corbett in the corner. Lady Bears, good job breaking the press there. Tyson has it right wing. She'll get it back out front. Back over to Robbins. Robbins now. Back out to Corbett. To Tyson. Down to 8 seconds. And a nice move to get to the basket by Bethany Robbins, but she couldn't finish it. Back the other way. All the way to the basket. Yancey puts it up. Can't get it to go. And Robbins rips down another rebound and draws the foul. That's big because the Cougars, like the Bears, have a short bench. Lady Bears just have 3 players on their bench, while the Lady Cougars only have 2 on the other end. So both teams got to be careful here not to get in foul trouble. And that foul was on number 5, Yancey, her second. Quickly up the floor, Lady Bears pushing it all the way to the basket. Vandiver, good strong move, had it blocked out of bounds. And it was a good aggressive play. Mammoth Spring will inbound underneath their own goal. We've been tied at 20 here for a while. Both teams have led by as many as 5. Corbett goes up, and she's going to draw a foul on Bailey. Molly Corbett will go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. Chance to put the Lady Bears back in front. That foul on number 14, Bailey, was her first. Corbett's free throw is on the way, and it is good. Molly now with 5 points in the ball game. She'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 6 for Molly Corbett, and the Lady Bears lead it by 2 now, 22-20. Gaskins with it, comes back out to Yancey. Yancey guarded by Corbett, back out. They swing it around. Pass to Bailey underneath. Her shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, picked up by Jaylee Tyson, and Jaylee's pass is going to be knocked away. Loose on the floor, picked up. Three-pointer on the way by Yancey. It's no good. And again, the Lady Cougars control the offensive board. They get 3 shots at it here on this trip down. Gaskins traveled. She thought about the 3, and they jumped out on her in a hurry. And when they did, she turned it over. Emily Stevens going to check back in now for the Lady Cougars, and Gaskins will get a breather. Inbound play here. Jaylee Tyson, her pass up the floor is over the head of Vandiver and out of bounds. So Lady Bears there with a turnover. Give it right back. 2:08 left first half. This game goes, we've been kind of stuck here for the last few minutes, not much scoring. It was tied at 20-20 for a long time before Molly Corbett got fouled and made 2 free throws to put the Lady Bears up 2. Now Isser County with the basketball. They move it around the outside. Stevens with it, gives it in the corner, gets it right back. They swing it around to Bailey, out to Spray. Spray had the ball knocked away, and a beautiful steal. Now Corbett to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Nice pass from Allie Reisner to Molly Corbett for the easy 2, and the Lady Bears back up by 4. Stevens with the basketball. She'll give it out to Johnson. Johnson to Yancey in the corner. Johnson trying to go in and post up against Vandiver. Gets the ball back, kicks it back out. Bailey thought about the shot, didn't take it. They come back out. Stevens will shoot the 3 and make the 3. Nobody jumped out to get her. Lady Bears with a 1-point lead now and the basketball. Tyson has it. Tyson got to get across half court. Does to Corbett. Back over to Robbins. 1:03 left to play in this first half. With the basketball, Jaylee Tyson out front. Jaylee will give it back to Molly Corbett. Molly on the dribble. Gets it over to Tyson. Back over to Robbins. Robbins will set her feet, shoot the three, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and they said off of the Isser County Lady Cougars. They tried to throw it back in off of the Lady Bears, but they'd stepped on the end line. 41 seconds left to play here in this first half. Inbound play. Reisner will bring it in. Three-pointer is up. It is good. Jaylee Tyson with her fourth three in this first half. And the Lady Bears are up by four. Bailey's going to fire the jumper. That's no good. And a big rebound inside. And a jump ball is going to be called. Coach Long was saying the young lady was standing out of bounds when she tied her up. And the ref said it's a jump ball. I didn't see it. Coach Long may have a point there. It was real close to the end line, but it will be Lady Bear basketball on the alternating possession with 25 seconds left. They lead it by four. And Bailey really limping. She turned her ankle. She took a while to get up, and now she's down at the other end and limping around, and they've made no move to take her out. Inbound play here for Mammoth Spring. Tyson with the basketball up the floor to Robbins. Robbins, one dribble, looking for help. And they called her for travel. So Lady Bears turn it back over with 18 seconds left to play, leading by four. 18.4 to be exact. Stevens with the basketball out front. She'll walk it across half court, gives it to Yancey on the wing, down to Bailey. Her jumper is good. Tinley Bailey knocks down the jumper. Pass up the floor. Robbins with it. Robbins with 4 seconds will go up for the shot. Oh, and they're going to call a jump ball. They called the jump on the block. Bear fans not happy about that as Bethany Robbins was driving to the lane, and Coach Long is really upset as he's trying to make his point. And the Lady Cougars with the ball, 1 second left. Shot at the half is no good. Your score, Mammoth Spring leading Isser County 27-25. We'll take a break. Back here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. The Lady Bears and the Lady Cougars in a dandy. It is a two-point game at the half, 27-25, Mammoth Spring with the lead. As we look at the scoring in the first half, the Lady Cougars We're led by Tinley Bailey. She has 8 points, six apiece for Quinn Johnson and for Trinity Gaskins. And then 3 points for Emily Stevenson, 2 points for Mackenzie Yancey. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led by Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee red hot from behind that three-point line. She's got 12 points on four three-pointers, 8 points for Molly Corbett, and seven for Bethany Robbins. Lady Bears playing well. Their defense really done a good job on a really good Izzard County Cougar basketball team. Right now the Lady Bears are back out here, but they're waiting to get warmed up because the Cougars basketball team is out here shooting and have to run them off the court. One of the teachers out here running them off the court so the Lady Bears can get warmed up here at the half, get ready for this second half of play. It's been a good first half. Like I said, no real foul trouble. Well, nobody with more than two fouls. Molly Corbett, Bethany Robbins both have two. For Izzard County, Trinity Gaskins has two in the first half. So look forward to an exciting second half of basketball. If it's much like that first one, both teams led by as many as 5 points in that first half as the game went back and forth. Again, Mammoth Spring leading by two at halftime, 27-25. We're going to take another break. We'll come back more from here on the hill at Mammoth Spring in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At Mammoth Spring School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Spring School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And again, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. Both teams are out now getting warmed up and ready to go with our second half of play. Gives us an opportunity to say thank you to our boosters again. They are Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Penny Lane Accounting, Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. 417-280-7466, the number to call there. Both teams are warmed up. We're ready to go. They'll go to the sidelines. The head coaches will give some final instructions. Coach David Harmon for the Issa County Lady Cougars. Coach Jason Long for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And They are ready for another exciting half of basketball. Coach Long upset with that last call there right before halftime, and he talked to the referees for a long time after the halftime horn had sounded, or buzzer, I should say, and was adamant that he was not happy there was no foul called when Bethany took that ball to the basket. And there was a lot of contact there, but the referee said that someone had a hand on the ball, and it was all ball. It was so was not a foul. We'll get set to go. Lady Bears come back out with their starters. It will be Bethany Robbins, Jaylee Tyson, Molly Corbett, Lauren Parker, and Allie Reisner. Allie took a hard fall in that first half and hit the back of her head when she fell, but she was back in there after just a minute or two on the bench. Ready to go. Lady Bears with the basketball. Looks like the Lady Cougars going to come back out with Gaskins along with Stevens, Yancey, Spray, and look for the other one, Johnson. Lady Cougars now in a man-to-man defense. Pass underneath. It's going to go off the hands of the Lady Cougars, Yancey, and out of bounds. Lady Bears. We're going to inbound it again here. I don't know if they were ready. Lady Cougars played zone most of that first half, and they come out in a man-to-man here to start the second half. Allie Reister picks up her dribble. She needs somewhere to go with it. She'll give it off to Lauren Parker on the wing. Back out to Tyson. Tyson over to Parker. Parker's going to fire for three. In and out, no good. And just missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. I think they'll find out real quick. They do not want to leave Lauren open out there. She could really shoot from the three-point line. Inbound play. Corbett trying to go up with it. It's slapped away and stolen by Johnson. Johnson to the basket. All the way in. Puts it up. Puts it in. Quinn Johnson with 8 points now. And we're tied at 27. Steal by Sprake. Sprake drives in. Shot up. And she's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to get Allie Reisner on that foul. So the Lady Cougars spray at the free throw line. She'll set to shoot the free throw. That was on Allie, her first. First free throw is no good for Spray. One more here, chance to put the Lady Cougars back in front. Again, they led by as many as five. That's the first points for Olivia Spray, the first point, I should say, of the ball game. Molly Corbett driving to the basket, and that's going to be a foul on Spray. Her second, as Molly was determined she was going to the basket on that one. She got a shoulder in front of her, and there was no stopping her. Lady Bears with the inbound. Looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it all the way back out front to Parker. To Robbins. Bethany back over to Tyson. High post now to Robbins. Robbins to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Nice move by Bethany Robbins. She has 9 points now. And the Lady Bears are back up by one, 29-28. With the basketball, Stevens drives down to the baseline, kicks it back out. Now she'll shoot the jumper. It's good. Stevens' second three-pointer puts the Lady Cougars up to 31-29. Mammoth Spring back on offense. Tyson with it out front. Jaylee calling out the play. She'll dribble, gives off to Robbins. Bethany with the basketball. Looking for a teammate. Gives it over to Corbett on the wing. Molly drives in, puts the shot up and in, and draws the foul. Tough shot by Molly Corbett on the run. She'll draw the foul and now go to the free throw line to try to put the Lady Bears back in front. The bucket tied it up. That foul on number two, Spray. That's her third. Molly Corbett is on the line, missed the shot. We got Canyon Vandiver back in, and the referee. They got a technical foul on Vandiver. She ran onto the court there on that free throw. And the referee hadn't signaled her to come in yet after the free throw, and there's some talk among the referees. And now Johnson is going to go to the free throw line. Referee talking to Coach Long, explaining. He's saying Reisner was already on the bench. Missed free throw on the first one. Johnson will set for the second one. It's good. So one out of two. She's got 9 points. And the Lady Cougars are up now 32-31, and they'll have the basketball. Inbound play here. Stevens gives it to Spray on the wing. She's guarded by Vandiver. Looking to get free. Kicks it out to Yancey. Yancey bounce pass into Johnson. Back out to Stevens. They swing it around. Stevens looks at it. Drives into the lane. Kicks it back out to Gaskins. And that's going to be a turnover. So the Lady Bears will inbound the basketball. And they have, I talked about Allie hitting her head on the floor in the first half, and they are checking her out. They've pulled her out of the game. That's why Vandiver went running in. Reisner on the bench. And so they're going to be as careful as they can, make sure she's okay. With the basketball, Parker outside gives it off to Tyson. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Corbett down the lane, puts it up. And they're going to say a foul on the floor. And they are checking her for a possible concussion, I think, on the end of the bench here. Hopefully Allie's okay. We're watching that and trying to watch the game at the same time here. Canyon Vandiver to inbound. That last foul was on Gaskins. They said that was her second. I had her for two already. Corbett will back it back out, down to 29 seconds left to play on the shot clock. And Molly Corbett with another tough running layup. She's got 12 now. She has 12, and Tyson has 12 to lead the Lady Bears. Lady Bears up by one now, 33-32. With the basketball, Stevens drives in, her shot high off the glass, no good. Good job by Bethany Robinson challenging that shot. Back up the floor, Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee on the dribble gives it off to Vandiver. Over to Parker. Parker looking for help, brings it back out to Robbins. Bethany drives down the lane and lost the ball, and it's going to belong to the Isser County Lady Cougars. Isser County will inbound the basketball. Johnson to Stevens. Stevens will walk it across half court, down to 4:21 to play third quarter. Lady Bears giving the ninth-grade Cougars all they want here tonight. Rebound by Mammoth Spring on the missed three-pointer by Stevens. Molly Corbett out front. Molly guarded by Gaskins. She's going to take it down the lane and be tripped, and Gaskins upset, but she's called. That will be her third foul. On the trip, Molly now slow to get up. And she come down hard on her knees there. And they'll inbound the basketball. Three now on Gaskins, so a little foul trouble here for the Lady Cougars. Into Robbins. Bethany turns, and she traveled. The move looked good, but the referee said she moved her feet and is called for the travel. Mammoth Spring up by one, 33-32, down to 3:53 left to play third quarter. This has been a really good defensive effort here by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears against a really good Isser County Lady Cougar basketball team. Mammoth Spring pushed the ball up the floor. Molly Corbett got the rebound, and now they'll hold it up and set up the offense. Molly waits for the screen. Looking things over, she's calling for the screen. Pass it in the corner to Parker. Back out to Corbett. Corbett drives in. Back out. Parker for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound by Spray. Back the other way for the Lady Cougars. Spray pushed it up the floor. Missed the shot. Rebound by Parker. Out to Vandiver. Vandiver now will give the ball to And the referee has stopped play to throw somebody out of the ball game across the floor. One of the Cougar fans not happy with the call. And he is letting the referee know about it right now. So it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. They stopped the break there, threw the man out of the gym. And Mammoth Spring will run the play. Looking inside, Canyon Vandiver puts it up on the run. Can't get to go. Corbett with the rebound. Her shot no good. And Jaylee Tyson reaches in and they get a jump ball. It'll belong to Izzard County. Again, great effort. That was a nice drive to the basket by Vandiver. Just couldn't get the ball to go down. Inbound play here for the Lady Cougars. Emily Stevens will cross half court on the dribble. Stevens gives it over to Gaskins. Gaskins pull-up jumper is blocked by Robbins. And then two of the Lady Cougars fall down as they try to go for the basketball. Into the corner to Yancey. Yancey looking inside. Picks up the dribble, pass over into the corner. Back out, a steal by Molly Corbett. Molly to the basket is knocked down and they're gonna say off of Corbett and out of bounds. It's a physical game out there. Bailey gonna check back in. Tinley Bailey and Gaskins will get a breather with three fouls. 2:24 to play here in this third quarter. Still a one-point Mammoth Spring lead. Not a lot of scoring here in this second half. Stevens with the basketball. She'll take it right side. Gives it to Johnson. She'll fire for three, and that's good. Quinn Johnson now with 12 points. The first Lady Cougar in double figures. Makes it a two-point Izzard County lead. With a basketball. Corbett over to Parker. Parker's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Johnson. Johnson pushing the ball up the floor. And she's going to have the ball knocked out of bounds. It's touched last by Molly Corbett. Two-point Izzard County lead. 35-33. Mammoth Spring will set up the defense. Inbound Johnson into Bailey. Free throw line jumper. It's no good. Long rebound chased down by Spray. Spray trying to go baseline, and she is cut off. Good defense by Vandiver, and they call the foul on Canyon. I thought she did a pretty good job moving her feet. Just a nice offensive play there by Olivia Spray. And she's going to go to the free throw line, trying to build on a two-point Izzard County lead with a minute 42 left third quarter. 35-33. Olivia Spray at the line missed the first. She's missed a couple there. In fact, she's one out of three at the free throw line. She'll set here for the second, trying to build on this two-point lead. It's on the way, and it's good. Spray now with 2 points, and we got a timeout taken. 1:42 left in the third. 36-33, Izzard County leading Mammoth Spring. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School in a good ball game. 36-33 now. The Izzard County Lady Cougars lead the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And Mammoth Spring will come back out. They will have the basketball. As we continue here in the third quarter. With the basketball, Molly Corbett's going to bring it up the floor. Lady Bears down three. Molly walks right into a three. That's no good. Long rebound pulled down by the Lady Cougars, and there's another number we don't have on our roster. Well, I apologize. And we got a three-pointer by the Lady Cougars. Johnson, her second. She's got 15. And the lead now out to six, the biggest of the night for the Izzard County Lady Cougars, 39-33. Just about a minute left to play here in this third quarter. Been a good ball game. Like I said, this is the biggest lead either team has had right now, a six-point lead by Izard County, and it's came off the hands of Quinn Johnson, who's hit two big threes here late in this third quarter. Now has 15 points to lead all scorers, the only scorer for Izard County in double figures. We are in a timeout right now. The coach is going over some stuff here with their players. Coach Long not happy. The Lady Bears give up that long three. And so he immediately called a timeout. Lady Bears need some points here and a stop here. A couple of stops to try to get this a little closer here by the end of the third quarter. Down just six. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Vanderbilt will inbound to Corbett. And they inbound it, and then the whistle blows, so they're going to have to do it all over again. And Coach Long's call a technical. He's wanting the technical. I think he's still upset that they got the technical earlier as the player ran on the floor there after the free throw. Outside, three-pointer by Parker. Rebound back up by Corbett. She can't get it to go. Follow again, no good. Robbins gets the rebound and draws the foul. Great effort on the boards here by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Corbett and Robbins both had a shot at it. With 59 seconds, Bethany Robbins goes to the free throw line. Bethany's first one is good, and she becomes the third Lady Bear in double figures. In fact, only three Lady Bears have scored in this ball game, and they're all three in double figures. 12 apiece for Corbett and Tyson, and now 11 for Bethany Robbins. It's a four-point ball game, 39-35. 57 seconds left in the third quarter. With the basketball, Izard County moving the ball around the outside, and Bailey's going to knock in a jumper. They're starting to find their shots. Now Bailey's in double figures with 10. Quickly up the floor. Corbett has it out front. Molly takes it into the corner to Russell. Russell looking inside, still looking, trying to find a teammate. Will hand off to Molly Corbett. Molly is pushed out of bounds, and that's going to be a foul on Yancey. Mackenzie Yancey picks up her third. We got some foul trouble now for these Izard County Lady Cougars. Yancey with three, Gaskins with three. Molly Corbett at the line trying to cut into this six-point lead. Molly's free throw is off the lip of the rim, no good. Hit the front, bounced off to the right. Molly will set for the second free throw. Lauren Parker back in. Carly Russell, who had checked in just a minute ago, is out now. This hurts the Lady Bears' depth not having Allie available. She's sitting on the bench right now with a big ice pack on the back of her head. Molly Corbett's free throw is good. Molly with 13. Down to a five-point ball game, 41-35. Up the floor, Lady Cougars with it. Lady Cougars, and we're going to have a foul call, foul on the floor. That's just the fourth foul on Mammoth Spring, but if that's Molly, that's her third. Molly Corbett picks up her third, and she's going to come to the bench, and Carly Russell going to check back in. Lady Bears set up the defense. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to number four, and her shot is blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Bethany Robbins. Bear fans not happy. That's the same play where on the other end, at the end of the half, Bethany didn't get a call, and they just got the foul call. Missed free throw. And again, I apologize. I got the players, the roster from the coaches, and there was no number four on the roster. But she is sure in the game, and I apologize to the young lady. I wish I knew her name. And now we got a jump ball. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. 18 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Molly Corbett checks back in, Russell out. It's offensive for defensive substitution. Molly Corbett pushing the ball up the floor. Goes around the defender, gives it over to Parker. Parker looking for help, finds Canyon. Back over to Parker. Parker for three. It's on the way. It's good. Lauren Parker with the three. And at the end of three quarters, it's 41-39. Lady Bears back to within two. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School as we get set for what we think is going to be a really exciting fourth quarter here. 41-39, Isser County leading Mammoth Spring by two. Mammoth Spring led by two at the end of one. They also led by two at the halftime break. And now at the end of the third quarter, Isser County leads by two. 8 minutes on the clock. The referees will hand the Lady Cougars the basketball. And we'll get set here for the fourth quarter. Stevens gives it off to Yancey. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound, Molly Corbett. Molly with the basketball, pushing it into the front court. Gives it off to Parker. Parker, who just hit the three, gives it right back to Corbett. And the ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Spray. Olivia Spray driving in, puts the shot up and in. Tough shot by Spray. She's got four. And it's back to a four-point lead. Lady Bears can't afford turnovers. They have to get good shots each time down against this really good Lady Cougar basketball team. Molly Corbett with a nice move on the baseline. She's got 15, and we're back to a two-point ball game. As these teams go back and forth, Spray with it, guarded by Parker, picks up her dribble, goes into Johnson. Johnson turns, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jaylee Tyson. Lady Bears looking to tie it up this time down. In the corner, Parker thought about the three, didn't take it. Picks up the dribble, she needs help, and now they're gonna get called for the travel. Lauren changed pivot foot, she's right here in front of us, and she did. Turns it over, it goes back to the Isser County Lady Cougars. And doing some housework here, something out on the floor that they had to pick up. Coach Cooper did that, and we're ready to go again. Stevens with the basketball. She'll walk it in the front court, sets up the offense, gives it over to Yancey. Yancey picks up the dribble into Johnson. Back over, Stevens wide open for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee up the floor to Parker. Lauren off to Corbett, and Corbett trying to do a wraparound pass. Threw it right to Tinley Bailey. Johnson taking it all the way down the floor, puts it up, puts it in. Nice play by Quinn Johnson. She has 17, and Coach Long wants a timeout. 45-41, Isser County by four. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Fighting hard here against the ninth-ranked team in the state of Arkansas in Class 2A, the Isser County Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars come in at 18-4 on the season, 9-1 in conference play, and they are getting all they wanted here tonight from Mammoth Spring. Jaylee Tyson with the basketball, gives it on the wing, gets it right back. Over in the corner to Parker now for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Kenyon Vandiver up and in and fouled. Vandiver with a nice rebound and putback draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line, and we'll see who the foul was on. It's on Stevens, number one, her first. Vandiver, a chance to make it a one-point ball game. She'll step to the line here. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Johnson with the rebound. Johnson quickly pushed the ball up the floor, and they've got to stop her. Last couple of times, she has took it right down the middle. She ended that third quarter with a couple of long threes. Stevens pass off to Bailey. Bailey's shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball. Yancey and Robbins tie it up, and it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. And Coach Long's asking for a call again. He thought there was a travel on that play. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, a chance to tie it up here down the this time down the floor. They trail by two, 45-43. With the basketball, Vandiver. Vandiver trying to work it inside. And there's a lot of shoving between Spray and Corbett. Corbett picks up the dribble. Goes inside to Vandiver. Vandiver puts it up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. It is really physical. Spray and Corbett. There's a lot of pushing and shoving between those two. Now at the scores table, referee talking it over with somebody. Don't know what the problem is. The two referees are talking it over. They're going to reset the shot clock at 35. Lady Bears to inbound, looking to come in, still looking, and they throw it away. Vandiver trying to go to the corner to Parker, threw it to one of the Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars with the basketball. Stevens pull up jumper at the free throw line. That's no good. And Tyson rips down the rebound. Should give it to Vandiver, right back to Tyson. Still a two-point ball game. Anybody's ball game with 4:47 left to play. Mammoth Spring with the ball. Vandiver looking inside. They're trying to work it into Corbett. And Spray's really doing a good job shadowing her all over the floor. Back out to Tyson. Jaylee out to Vandiver. Over to Robbins. Robbins drives down the lane, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's loose. Two on one. Spray to the basket. She'll put it up and in. Spray now with six. It's a four-point Isser County lead. Lady Bears had a couple of opportunities, just couldn't get anything to go. Now back up the floor. Vandiver with it out high, gives it to Robbins. Lady Cougars really trying to deny the ball to Molly Corbett. Back out to Tyson. Over to Robbins. Robbins goes to basket. Couldn't get it to go. They move it around. Corbett has it now, and Molly is going to be called for the travel. She didn't argue. She just threw the ball to the referee and heads down the floor. Carly Russell going to check in. She'll come in, and Kenyon Vandiver will set down. They're not guarding Vandiver out behind the three-point line. And I think Coach Long wants to get Russell in there. See if they'll leave her open like that. With the basketball, Stevens. Stevens guarded by Corbett. And had it stolen by Corbett. Off to Robbins. She'll give it to Tyson. Good defensive play there by Molly Corbett. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Jaylee Tyson. It was red hot in that first half. Carly Russell's going to fire a three. That's no good. And then Carly knocks it out of bounds. Good hustle, though. Following her shot, almost got back to it. Isser County will inbound the ball. Johnson will bring it in to Stevens. And she'll bring it up the floor. Corbett's going to pick her up at half court. Molly almost with a steal again. The ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Yancey. Yancey with the ball, swings it around. They give it in the corner to Stevens. Stevens bounces all the way back outside. Underneath to Bailey. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by the Lady Bears. And a timeout called by Coach Long. 47-43, Isser County leading Mammoth Spring. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Good ball game. This game has been close all the way. The biggest lead of the game, Isser County led by 6 at one point in that third quarter. Mammoth Spring led by as many as 5 on a couple of occasions. Lady Bears still in the timeout. They'll head back out on the floor. We'll see who comes back out. It will be Tyson, Corbett, Robbins, Russell, and Parker. Lady Bears trying to get their best shooters in there right now. See if they can find an open spot here from the outside. Jaylee Tyson with the basketball. 2:57 to play. Tyson crosses half court, directing traffic, takes it down the right side, holds up, looking for help, gives it off to Corbett. Corbett to the basket, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go, and Bailey pulls down the rebound. Gives it off to Spray. Spray with Tyson on her. Pass underneath, out of bounds, too high for Gaskins. Not a good decision there. They have a 4-point lead and the basketball. I'm sure Coach Harmon wanted his team to run a little bit more clock before trying to do something like that. Tyson with the basketball, Spray on her. Jaylee on the move, gives it off to Russell. Carly will bring it back out front. Over to Parker. Parker for 3. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Spray with the rebound. She's double-teamed. The ball's loose. And she was... Coach Long wanting the hold. It looked like they was trying to keep Tyson from getting the ball, and they held her. Now they're going to call the fourth foul on Molly Corbett. Bear fans really upset with that sequence. Can't say that I blame them on that one. Isser County will inbound the basketball, and they're going to run some clock here. Leading by 4, down to 2 minutes to play. 27 on the shot clock. Gaskins out to Yancey, and she backs it all the way back out to backcourt. Again, no hurry. We're going to run that clock on down. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. With the basketball, Yancey pass over to Gaskins. She'll put it up and in. They run all that time off and then got an easy shot underneath the basket. Lady Bears now need something in a hurry. They're down 6. Off to Parker. Parker gives it off to Russell. Russell back to Parker. Parker's pass is over the head of Corbett and stolen by Johnson. And Johnson does the smart thing and backs back out. Quinn Johnson will bring it over to Yancey. Yancey drives around the defender all the way in, gives it off to Gaskins. She'll put it in and draw the foul. Lady Bears have played so good throughout this game, and it's starting to get away from them here in the final couple of minutes. 1:05 to play. It's an 8-point Isser County lead now at 51-43. At the line, Gaskins. That foul on Robbins, by the way, was her 4th. Rebound by Tyson. Up the floor to Parker. Parker, needing help, gives it back to Tyson. Lady Bears need something in a hurry. They've got to get something going here. Down 8 with 50 seconds left to play. With the basketball inside to Robinson. She's fouled by Johnson. Lady Bears will inbound. That's just the 2nd foul on the Lady Cougars. Mammoth Spring to inbound the basketball. Jaylee Tyson to trigger it in. Looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it in to Russell. They back off of her. They get it out to Tyson, open for 3. That's off the rim, going to be chased down in the corner. Good blocks out there, box out by Quinn Johnson. Lady Bears got to come up here and press the ball. They need to get it back. 38 seconds left to play. And with the basketball, That's going to be a foul. Lady Bears, Bethany Robbins just fouled out. Why she was a little hesitant to foul there. She had four fouls and had to commit that fifth foul. Lady Bears again have got a foul. Molly Corbett's also playing with four. Molly almost had a steal. Someone's got a foul. 26 seconds to play. That's just the fourth foul on the Lady Bears. The next one will be the two-shot foul. Lady Bears set up the defense here. Inbound play. They'll get it in, and Carly Russell commits the foul. Russell foul. That'll send Olivia Spray to the free throw line, who struggled from the line early in this ball game. 25 seconds left to play. The shot is on the way, and it's good. Spray now with seven. Makes it a nine-point lead, 52-43. Timeout taken, a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. Again, remind you, we've got Bears basketball on the way here. Immediately following this game, the boys, senior boys, will take the floor, Mammoth Spring and Izzard County. And hopefully it'll be as exciting as this one was. This was really a close game. This score is not going to indicate how close this game was all the way. For the most part, these two teams were like 2 points apart through most of the game. Izzard County was able to pull away here in the final 2 minutes here of this fourth quarter, but that's what the really good teams do. That's why they're 18-4 on the season, 9-1 in conference play, is because they have those leaders out there that know how to finish. Lady Bears do too, with Molly Corbett and Jaylee Tyson. Both of them have played for two state championship teams. Free throws good by Spray. She's got 8 points. Lady Bears will inbound. Down 10 now with 23 seconds to play. Corbett drives in, and we're going to have a foul called. That is the fourth foul on the Lady Cougars, as Canyon Vandiver was knocked down away from the play. Lady Bears will inbound with 20 seconds to play. Inbound play. Looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it in, and it's going to be a turnover, and Jaylee Tyson has to commit the foul. So, like I said, this score is not going to indicate just how close this game was. Mammoth Spring is going to lose it. Looks like what could be double digits here. They're down 10. But, boy, they played tough all night long. Shot on the way by Spray is good. She struggled at the line early, but, boy, she's knocking them down now, looking to be the fourth Lady Cougar in double figures if she can make this one. Shot on the way is good. 10 now for Spray. Like I said, four Lady Cougars in double figures. Good balance scoring attack. Molly Corbett gets the screen, loses the ball on the floor, jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs to Izzard County. And Coach Long says don't foul. I'm going to call them off here with 13 seconds left and down 12. Yancey will take the inbound play. She'll dribble across half court and just let the clock run out. Great effort by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, but they come up just a little short. Final score is going to be 55-43. Izzard County Lady Cougars with the victory over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to name your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin player of the game. We'll do that here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof. tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. We just finished up our ball game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears losing to the Issaquah County Lady Cougars 55-43. And we want to name your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent, Seth Godwin, player of the game. And tonight's player of the game is going to be Molly Corbett. Molly finished with 15 points to lead the Lady Bears, but it was a team effort. Molly with 15, Jaylee Tyson had 12, and Bethany Robbins with 11, all three in double figures. And then Lauren Parker hit a long three. She had 3 points, two for Canyon Vandiver. For Issaquah County, four players in double figures in the ball game. They were led by Quinn Johnson, who finished with 17 points. Looks like 10 points for Trinity Gaskins, 10 points for Tinley Bailey, and 10 points for Olivia Spray. Then 6 points for Emily Stevenson. She had a pair of threes, and that's the scoring for the Lady Cougars. Again, Lady Bears came out early. They led by two at the end of one quarter, 15-13. Held on to that lead, led by two at the half, 27-25. Third quarter, Issaquah County ends up taking a two-point lead, 41-39. And the game was close right down to the final 2 minutes when Issaquah County, leading by two, started to pull away and ends up winning it by 12. But Lady Bears had to foul late, put them at the line. They made their free throws and get the victory, 55-39. That's going to wrap things up for Lady Bear basketball. We got Bears basketball on the way here in just a couple of minutes. Want to say thank you to our Lady Bear sponsors. They include Missouri Forest Products Association, Palace Drug Store in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Monarch Realty in Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs, Solomon Cornelius Broker, Ozarks Healthcare, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Bank of Salem, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring School District, Ozarka College, and FNBC Community Bankers. Those are your sponsors for Lady Bear basketball. And again, Lady Bears losing 55-43 to the ninth-ranked Issaquah County Lady Cougars. That's going to wrap this one up. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Bears basketball in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the technical center in Ash Flat and our welding center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet